Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
This is Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Ferry across the Mersey from the Wayback Machine. On the Wayback Machine. And that's Jerry with a G, by the way. I'm Jim with a J. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Slay's our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our brain. I can't believe we've been putting up with him that long. He's the author of an outstanding book that's about to become a second edition, The Microscript Rules. It's all about getting to the point, right, Bill?
It's all about getting to that point, and when you find that point, whatever it is, then you've got to articulate it in a very simple, usually a short sentence. I mean, how many of us remember the O.J. Simpson trial? We forget it was 20 years ago.
If it doesn't
20
fit,
years ago.
It must have quit.
Unbelievable. You see, that's why these little microscripts, your brain loves to remember and think and repeat in those kinds of ways. And so
what was left to be said about microscripts that you felt that a second edition was deserved? Because I want to hear about that. What's the news on microscript?
Well, what happened was we kept finding so many more examples, and everybody in the world started telling us their microscript stories. But then also it started pointing us to other fundamentals of business and of life and of communication, let's say. So, you know, companies started to say, hey, listen, we want you to help us with our vision statement. Our vision statement is 3 pages long. And it's why don't people remember it? I think because the great vision statements are you can say it in a sentence or you can't say it. So the great vision statements came down to microscripts too. And then we looked at people that were starting businesses, and we realized the ones that succeeded always found out what the center of the problem was, and they focus on that center.
And you start out with whatever is on your mind, whatever your ideas are, whatever you think is important, and you whittle at it, right? One of my favorite quotes is from, I think, Benjamin Franklin said, I was going to write you a shorter letter, but I didn't have time.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that great?
And then we start to see that all of history is remembered in microscripts. So what happens is there's 10,000 books written on Abraham Lincoln, but out of the average person, who's Abraham Lincoln? They'll say, he freed the slaves. The president that freed the slaves. You see, that's what your brain. So if you want to market something, or you want people to think about your business the same way, you want to say, oh, that's a business with a brick oven pizza. Mm-hmm. Or that's, you know, something, whatever it is about your business that stands out. We also find that we're always trying to remind people of the fundamentals. Always, always, always. And people now, as I said, they get scared about technology. We say, don't forget the power of words will never change. And I'm going to give you an example of that, because the greatest
let me stick something in here. And this is something I harp on all the time here on the show. Mm-hmm. And you alluded to it earlier, but I'm going to put a point on it. We've always been, and we will always be, analog humans. No matter how much digital technology is around us, we're still analog humans. And 37 years ago, 35 years ago, John Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And that's what you're talking about.
Well, you know what else? Not only that, but I'm going to steal that line. We're always analog humans is an idea.
Yep.
Look, the greatest copywriter of all times was a guy named Rosser Reeves. And he was actually the guy that Don Draper and Mad Men was patterned after, Rosser Reeves. He wrote Melts Your Mouth, Not Your Hand. He used to talk about the power of words. He'd say four blunt words, and a person will punch you in the face or burst into tears and kiss you. A single sentence can make him your enemy or your friend. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the power of words. He said, if you don't believe in the power of a small number of words, I'll give you, here's a few examples. How about all men are created equal? Okay. How about give me liberty and give me death? Or I have a dream today. Or do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. These are the most powerful.
I have yet to begun to fight.
I have yet, or how about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy
name.
Yeah,
all that, exactly.
These are all of history, all of religion, all of brands, all of communications. Your business come down to, in every one of these is a little sentence. And they are still the most powerful thing.
And while people are tapping around on their mobile phones, on their smartphones, using mobile computing, they're still ready to hear your that little four word microscript in your in their head.
Well, and here's the last thing: if you're a business, the most powerful advertising or marketing you could ever have, it will always be the same, is word of mouth. It's when somebody says to somebody else, hey, you've got to try this restaurant. You've got to go to this store. I have wonderful service. Go see this movie.
Except
it
now,
still is and always will be.
Except now that's transmogrified into user-generated content when they say the same thing, only they do it on Facebook and it tells a million people, not 10 people.
Well, right. But what we tell people is those that cell phone they're holding in their hand is just a word-of-mouth machine.
That's right.
That's
exactly
all it is.
Right.
It just lets people – now I can, instead of just say over the backyard fence to my neighbor, I can send it to my – 1,000 friends.
Right.
But when you say, what are they going to say about your business? That's when that little microscript becomes so critical, because they say, hey, the ultimate driving machine, or they're going to say, something like,
remember in that movie that Dudley Moore did about advertising. He was an advertising guy. They put him in an asylum, but he was, you may remember, he said, he was talking about Volvos. He said, they're boxy, but they're safe. I still remember that. Whenever I see a Volvo, I still think of that. Hey, I need your website again quickly, Bill.
Okay, it's Brand Team 6. Three words.
When is the new book coming out?
It's coming out in about 2 months.
Okay, we're going to launch it on this show, right?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.